Life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. Hi, hello, how are you, how are you doing? I hope muko salama. Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Hello, how are you doing? Hope muko salama. Welcome to this new episode. This is episode 110 and I am your host, Awino Owiti. I hope life is good because life's good over here. Life's good. I like my little life. Life is good over here. And I think today's episode is a bit something I've never done. Something I've, like, it's a topic I've never really thought of doing. Like, it's out of my comfort zone, really. It's like, it's unexpected. So welcome. But I know you can tell from the title already. So welcome to another episode. I hope you guys are well. First things first, check my YouTube, Unspoken Podcast KE. I have some awesome vlogs over there. Check my TikTok, yo guys. I'm in my TikTok era. Like, I'm so consistent on TikTok over there. So check out my TikTok, Awino Owiti. Like my content over there, and also check out my Instagram. Check out my Instagram, Awino Owiti. And actually, I have news on my Instagram. I actually got my first paid partnership on Instagram. Like, what the hell? That is so crazy. So check it out. I worked with Wowzy. I worked with Wowzy last week, so they sponsored me. Actually, it was both on Instagram and on Facebook. That was a first working, and they actually approached me, so that was really awesome. So me akongato po nambia. So check out my Instagram, check out my Kumbi guys check it out. So shout out to Wowzy for a sponsorship, for sponsoring your girl. And here's to more brand partnerships, man. More brands partnerships, more monetization of the content, because it's about time, guys. So check out my stuff over there. And if you still wanna be part of the Unspoken story, I'm still collecting. I'm seeing them coming in, and I'm replying to them. As whether I'm replying, I've replied. In fact, I've replied to all the people who sent their application. So I've replied to all the emails. So sina deni. So yeah, check if you want to be part of the Unspoken story series. I always leave the link of the Google form on every episode, so be sure to click the link and fill the form if you want to be part of our series. And if you know someone who would like to be part of the series, check it out. And if you listen to this podcast, by the time you're listening to it, by the time you finish listening to it and you like this podcast, don't forget to rate us, man. Rate us so that this podcast can reach multiple people out there. Anyway, let's get into the episode. So today's episode, I talk about must have life experiences. I know, right? Never didn't expect it from Unspoken. Like, must have life experiences, because one thing I'm learning, adulting is teaching me currently, is that life can't be just about working hard and to just pay the bills. No, there's more to life, man. There's more to life. You can't just be working hard, waking up, going to your job just to pay your landlord. You're just working for your rent. Like, you're working for the landlord to just pay your rent, pay your bills, and then the cycle goes on. The cycle continues. I'm like, no. There's more to life. And the way this life is short, Kwanzaa nowadays, no, there's more to life. And that is I'm currently in that era. I mean, in the era where I'm out there, I want to seek new experiences. I want to do new things. Cause if I don't do those new things now, the time is now. Like, if I don't do those things now,
When will I do it? When? In the next, like, even 2 years, in the next 5 years, life will not be the same. Life will not be the same at all. So the time is now. I have now. So I'm going out. I want to experience all the things that I want to experience, the things that my heart wants, the things that I've always wanted to do. I've never got the opportunity to do them. This is the time. So I just want to share with you guys a list of must-have life experiences that I think you, who's listening, that things, these are things that you can do. Like, don't make your life boring. Like I said on the previous episode, on the last episode, that if you want to make your life interesting, add things to your calendar, things that make you look forward to the next day, things that make you excited. Add things to your calendar that make your life, like, that make you feel alive, that make your life worth living, guys. So yeah, I have this list was long, but I'm not, like 30 things, but I'm not gonna say all of them, because I think some of the things I've always said them on the pod a number of times. So here is my list, my personalized list of must have life experiences. Number one, living alone, guys. This is something that every individual in their existence, this is something that you must experience. You must experience living alone. In fact, this is the best time to do this is that time after graduating. Of course, not immediately, no pressure. Take your time, but that is the best time to try and live alone. After graduating, when you're sick, after maybe when you've got your kajobo, kadogo, ukona jobeko kadogo, start living alone. It teaches you independence. It teaches you, because when you live alone now, you get to be the decision maker. You're the breadwinner. You make decision. You're calling the shots. So it teaches you how to be independent. It teaches you how to think critically. It teaches you to be wise. Like, living alone, guys, will make you think. It will make you be wise. Nakwambia utajua kubudget. It will teach you how to budget. You will know that's when you'll know that you can survive. You will know how to survive that's when you'll be creative with food. That is one thing I've learned from living alone. I've become very creative with food. You know, but like, you don't have money, and like, okay, niko na unga ugali na niko na mafuta na niko na kitungu. You can come up with something from the things you have in your house. So it teaches you a lot. Just living alone, it teaches you a lot. So I would advise you to try it. That is a must have. That is something you must experience. And it's better to experience it before you get married, because after you get married now, you can't live alone ever. You'll have a family, you have a husband to take care of, a wife to take care of, you have kids depending on you. So you won't like really experience that independence of living alone. And it opens your mind a lot. You learn a lot about yourself, actually, and it really, really open your mind. And that is when you come a DIY queen. Now I'm a DIY queen. Like, if there's something, if something like breaks down, something spoils in your house, and you're thinking, okay, now you have to call a fundi in your house to come and repair it, and then you don't have, it wasn't in your budget, like you hadn't planned for it. That's when you now become a DIY queen. That is when you become a fundi yourself. You start doing this just to save that little cash. Nowadays, I go to the supermarket and from there, I compare prices from different supermarkets and get the best deal for myself. I'll go to Carrefour and see, okay, Nivea in Carrefour is, like the other day when I was doing, like last month when I was doing my monthly shopping, I saw that in Carrefour, tampons, they sell tampons at 289, and I usually buy it from Quickmart at 350. Imagine, that's a whole lot of money. So I went to Carrefour, like, okay, so I'll be coming to buy my tampons here. Then I compare my prices, so I know when I need oil in Quickmart, their prices are better. In maybe KTM, like I compare everything. That is what living alone has nimefikisha. For that is what it has taught me. So that's one thing I'll advise. That is a must have life experience. You must experience living alone. Number two, traveling solo. This is okay, on the wider part, when you're financially stable. But traveling solo doesn't really need to be expensive. If you're someone who likes outdoors, traveling, me, I love being outdoors, honestly. I'm just realizing, guys, I'm an extrovert. I used to say I'm an ambivert. In fact, nowadays, I think I'm an extrovert. I love being outside. I love meeting people. I will talk. In fact, I love talking to new people. I have, like, yo, I'm an extrovert. So traveling solo helps you learn a lot about yourself. Like, this year I want to travel solo. Not a lot, guys. travel a lot, but traveling solo, it you can take a short trip, like even into to another county. It doesn't have to mean you have to travel to a different country to experience traveling solo. This, in fact, our country Kenya has a lot of beautiful places. It has 47 counties. Ask yourself, in those 47 counties in our country, how many counties have you visited? As for me, I don't know. I think I've visited like close to 10, if not less. So I still have like 37 counties to visit. So traveling solo doesn't have to be like you have to go to a different country. See what works for you. Try traveling solo. Try it. I want to try it more. And I'll keep you updated. So you learn a lot about yourself. You experience like the world in a different way, in a different place. It gives you a fresh of breath air. It makes you creative. Like me, when I'm in a new place, I'm so creative. I get ideas. So traveling solo, that's definitely a must-have life experience. Another thing, I have a lot of things over here. So I'm picking the like the most important ones because this list is long. Number three, falling in love. I know, right? Crazy. But this is something you have to experience. You have to fall, in fact, deeply. Not just falling in love, but you must experience falling deeply in love with someone. This is just that feeling that it's so special, like just caring deeply for someone. That is something I feel like each and everyone has to experience in this life, falling deeply in love. And I feel like we all need to find love. We all deserve to find love in this life at least once. If as much as you can lose it, whether you know you can find love and lose it, so as much as you can lose it, but oh, that is like they say, love is the greatest. It's the greatest commandment and it's the greatest feeling ever. Like just caring deeply for someone, falling so deeply for someone. That is something you really, 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 it's a must-have experience. So yeah, don't be afraid to fall in love. I think nowadays people, we are so afraid of falling in love because, well, the streets, so koni chafu. But yeah, try falling deeply in love, fall deeply in love, and even experience a heartbreak. Vunjwa moyo kidogo bana, vunjwa moyo kidogo, pigwe stress. Experience heartbreak is also an experience. I think they always say, I'm not sure, but people say out here, people say that in this life, you must experience, each and everyone must experience heartbreak at least once. You can't die if you have not experienced heartbreak. And I think it's kind of true because I got my heartbreak. Nilipigwa yangu mosho moja safi, nilipigwa heni yangu safi. I think when I was in, nilipigwa heartbreak yangu safi. Well, in first year. Yeah, that's when I got my first, I think that's even when I fell in love, my first real love. Like, this was again in high school. What the hell was that? I thought I was in love. What? That wasn't love. Like, in campus, your period of COVID, yo guys, I fell in love. That was my first true love, actually, and that was my first heartbreak. Yo, it destroyed me. It like heartbreak, shake depression, bro. Hey, I was depressed because of heartbreak. Oh my gosh, that was so crazy. But at least I experienced it. Nowadays, I don't think there's a love that can give me heartbreak as the one I experienced as my first love. Nah. So yeah, go out there, fall in love, experience heartbreak. That's life, man. And then another thing, those are must-have experiences, must-have life experiences. Another thing is also helping people, help strangers. That is something you have to experience in this life, helping someone, that kind, like being kind and expecting no connect, and with no expectations. Yeah, that's really important. Like, there's that feeling of just coming through for someone, just helping someone. And that's why God brought us in this earth, on this earth, to be each our brother's keeper, to live like a community, to help each other. So yeah, that is also something very important that you really have to experience. Another thing, attend a major festival or a concert. Man, I constantly say this. In fact, this should have been number one on my list, because this is something I'm currently doing now. This is what excites me. Like, I'm just looking at the next biggest festival, the next biggest concert. What's the next concert I need to attend? I'm like, I need to be there. Feel the energy of the crowd. Sing loud. I just wanna. The main reason I go to concerts is just to scream. Because I'll be free. You can't just wake up and scream in your house. I can't, because imagine what's up? But in the concert, man, you get to scream. You get to dance with strangers. You get to feel the energy of the crowd. That feeling is unmatched. It's unmatched. The feeling of attending a concert and a festival, ask me, guys. In fact, on Saturday I was attending Nairobi Street Food Festival. Bro, I had a blast. It was so interesting. And then the best thing about that event, it was like the people who were there, like, were my age mates. It was just Gen Z's. Like, I felt so nice. I felt like I belonged. Like, we were just vibing. I just vibed with everybody. I made a lot of friends, we shared memories. Even I can't even forget about that day, honestly. First thing, by the way, the concerts, so far the concerts I've attended, they're embedded, like, those are memories I've created already for myself. I can never forget about them. But when I go to a club, there's nothing like major about even going to a club that can stick to my memory, that I'll remember, hey, that day in Ilinda club, man, I'll never forget. Nah, because it's nothing like out extraordinary. But concerts, you get to experience. In fact, when I attended the Nairobi Street Food Festival, I got to see a lot of, like, different types of food that I've never seen. Street foods I've never seen. I have never tasted. I even tasted different types of drinks. I even tasted Muratina for the first time, guys. At least you need to ratish. I've heard about Muratina, but I've actually never tasted it. And I actually tasted it for the first time. And I would have never tasted it if I would have never gone to the concert. Kwa club auzi Muratina. So attend major concerts. Attend, that is something you have to experience. If you're one person who likes being outside, you want to experience the music, the loud music, the live band. Oh my gosh, that is the life. I think I posted the other day on my status, like, maturing is realizing that clubs are so worn out, man. Clubs are boring nowadays. Maturing is realizing that festivals and live bands and concerts, that's where it's at. That's where you make the deepest memories, the deepest connections, honestly. So yeah, I'm gonna leave it at that. Attend major festivals or concerts. In fact, mukisikia the major concerts and festivals, hit me up. I'ma show up. I'ma turn up. Yeah, try that. Another thing, go on a road trip. You can go on a road trip. That's an experience. That's a nice experience. Go on a road trip. In Manze, it's been long since I went on a road trip. In campus, I used to go to a lot of road trips, man. But funny thing is, I never forget about those road trips. They're always on my mind because that was an amazing experience. In fact, I even have those pictures did that. I never forget about those moments. We used to go on road trips in Eldoret, in Busia, from Maseno. Oh my gosh, those are the best days. I had the best days over there. So try and go on road trips. I think I should go back to that. Niki nunua gari. But yeah, that is also a must-have experience. Experience music. In fact, imagine blasting loud music with good company and then adventure on a road trip, or like in some going on road, like, where you've never been. Oh my gosh, that's my vibe, guys. Road trips, concerts, festivals. Oh my, that's my vibe. That's my vibe, absolutely. So go on road trips if you can. Those are must have life experiences. Another thing, pursue, guys, the lure in me, pursue a passion project. Very important. Pursuing a passion project, like just doing something just for the love, for the passion, not necessarily for the financial gain, not necessarily for the money, but for a passion. One thing about Bethe, I have passion projects. Last year, during the legea kidogo, I didn't do any passion project. But since I started this podcast, I've been trying to do passion projects each year. So the last one I did was in 2023 when I went to Children's Home. Victory Children's Home. Those people gave me an opportunity. And they always contact me, guys. Oh my gosh. The principal of that school is always... Okay, not always, but he keeps contacting me, checking up on me and asking me, when are you coming back? Even the teachers have their contacts. They ask me, Unarudi lini, when are you coming back? The kids also ask. Oh my gosh, it's so crazy. That just shows that was an experience they'll never forget. They experience something different and they'll never forget. Even me, I've never forgotten about that passion project. So pursue a passion project, something that makes you happy. My passion project is going and visiting children. So maybe going to high school. When I went back to my former high school, Kisumu Girls, also that was a passion project. So yeah, I love this. And last year I didn't do it. This year, I have to try and do a passion project. So yeah, pursue a passion project. It's good, man. Another thing, master a new skill. You have to master a new skill. Have skills, coding, learn a new language. I'm actually trying to, I started learning French. I'm using the Duolingo app. So yeah, actually, I don't know. The last lesson I took was, I think a week ago, and Duolingo is mad at me. That bird is so mad at me right now. I need to go back to my French lesson. So master new skills, whatever you like doing, try and learn something. Another thing, mentor or teach someone something. Mentor. Sharing knowledge is rewarding. I'm looking for a protege. Not now. When I get to my late 20s, I want to have a protege, something, someone I'll pass down. Because will I be doing this podcast for my entire existence? I don't know. You know, life changes and priorities change when you grow. So as you grow older, priorities change. So I think when the time is right, I'm going to start looking for a protege, someone I'm going to be mentoring, so that at times when I'm not able to be on the mic, they can be on the mic and share the knowledge. So sharing knowledge is so rewarding. So yeah, mentor someone, master a new skill. Okay. Another must have life experience, eat a complete, like trying new dishes, trying unfamiliar dishes. Si kila siku ugali mayai, comrade jamani. Si kila siku ugali mayai, ugali nyama. Try unfamiliar dishes, try different types of food that I've never tried, because food is an adventure of its own. That's why I actually went to the Nairobi Street Food Festival, because one thing, I am a foodie and I love trying new recipes. I love trying new dishes that I've never tried. So yeah, I love food. So food is an adventure with some try and completely unfamiliar dishes. The first unfamiliar dish I tried was last year when I went to a Japanese restaurant. It's on my YouTube, guys. And it was a total failure. It was an epic failure. But I've never forgotten about that experience. In fact, I tell that story to all my friends. Like, bro, I went to a Japanese restaurant and I ordered. What did I eat? What did I have? I had those dumplings. And they were hyped, those dumplings. Me, I tasted those things, I felt like vomiting. Those dumplings, I tried dumplings and what else? The noodles are not like the noodles we eat here, like, you know me. The noodles are like fat, like zimenona. Like, they're so weird. I didn't like it. And then, I don't know, what was that? I've even forgotten the other name. It's on my YouTube, on one of my vlogs. Check it out. So, yeah, but it was a great experience. I'm like, okay, at least I've tried Japanese food and I'm never trying it again. But I'm still open to trying new dishes. Like, now I'm eyeing Nigerian food. In fact, I'm eyeing pepper soup from Nigeria. I'm eyeing Nigerian food. So then I think that when I'm ready for that adventure, the next dish I'm trying is Nigerian food. So yeah, that is also a must-have
life experience. Try new food. See, kila siku we are eating the same food, man. Go out there, experience. Another thing, must have life experiences. Keeping a journal, that's an experience. Who does, like, in this era, you don't have a journal, you don't journal. Document your growth and lessons. Do not forget that. Very important. One day you're going to go back and read your journal. When I always go back and, in fact, I should journal. In the middle of the year, I'll go back and start reading my journal. I think I read it last year when I went back to read it when the year was ending. And it was so nostalgic. I was like, when the year started, these are the things I actually wished for. These are my dreams. And actually, I had achieved, like, in fact, 3/4 of them. So journaling is very important. Document. It makes you track. It helps you track your growth and the lessons you've learned along the way. So keep a journal. Very important. Another thing that is a must-have life experience is, okay, I think those are the most important things on my list. Because the other things are mastering. I've talked about mastering a new skill, living alone. The rest of the things are just normal, like writing, attending. I saw someone say attending a wedding or a funeral from a different culture. Okay, maybe a wedding, but a funeral. That's too risky. Attending a funeral from a different, unless maybe if the person who's dead, I kind of know them, but not. I'll not just wake up out of nowhere and just go to attend a funeral from people I don't know. No, I can't do that. A wedding, maybe you can get crush a wedding. Try and get crush a wedding and see how people do. Okay, living in another country, that's also an experience. Yeah, you can try living in another country, and it doesn't have to even be for long. One thing about me, I'm scared of moving to another country, like forever. Like, unasikia kama mtu ametoka Kenya, kwa heri Kenya forever. That's where I'm scared. That's where I draw the line. Like, I'm scared of moving to another country, like forever, and then knowing that I'm never going to come back home. That's risky for me, too risky. Maybe live in another country, travel to another country, visit another country, go for a week that I can do. Go for a week, for a month that I can do. So if you can afford it, try and live in another country or visit another country, experience new ways of life. That is something I really want to do. And I have a passport. Any passport, I even regret taking that passport. It's just sleeping in the house. There's not even a single stamp on my passport. Surely. So yeah. Living in another country, that's also a good way to experience new ways of life. So that is a must-have. Try it if you can. And I think that's my list. Trying an extreme sport. Yeah, you can try that. Trying an extreme sport. I'm not a sporty person, I won't lie. But if you're a sporty person, try an extreme sport. Go hiking. People love hiking and those stuff. Go to those things. Have deep conversations. Go out there, talk to strangers. So yeah, those are the most important things on my list. But this was just a random episode. I felt motivated when I went to this weekend. I was outside. Life sometimes just makes sense when you go outside, guys. Life just makes sense when you just go outside. You're with friends. You're just happy. You're just making stories, man. You come back home and just say, oh, okay, life makes sense. Because when you just huddled in your house all day, all night, you don't really get to experience life out there. You're just alone, bored. But stepping out, like, it just opens your mind in various ways. So yeah, that's what I did this weekend, and I felt like I needed to share this on the pod. Like, these are some must-have life experiences, things that you really have to experience, man, before you kick the bucket, because we're here for a season, we're not here forever. So don't just work hard to just pay your rent. You're not working hard for the landlord, man. Work hard for yourself. Me always say one thing I live by, I work hard. This money I'm looking for, it's for me first. I have to put myself first. So that's your money. You're working hard for yourself. So put yourself first. Do the things that make you happy. Okay? Yeah. I'm gonna end the episode on that note. I hope umeelewa kitu. I hope you've learned something from this episode. And share with me on the comment section. What are some of the things that should be on this list? What are some things that you think are must have life experiences? I'm open to knowing so that I can try, because one thing about me, I'm an adventurous person. Hey, I am a very outgoing person. I am a very adventurous person. I love trying new things. Yo, I love it. So reach out, comment down on this episode. Tell me, what are the things, what did I miss on this list that you think are must have life experiences? Because the things I've not done most, okay, I think I've not all, I've not traveled to a different country, but half of these things on this list, I've actually done them. And those are the best memories I have. In fact, when you go to my Instagram, my highlight, those are the things I've highlighted. My concerts, my road trip. Those are the memories that I treasure deep in my heart. So yeah, and I'm going to sign off with a memorable quote. There's a quote I researched. It says, life is not measured by the number of breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath away. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, adios. See you on the next episode.